Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is May the 3rd, and we're really looking forward to this month. Matter of fact, it has been windy. This would have been a good time to just get out and fly your kite. That's what we used to do, and boy, we put them so far up in the air you couldn't hardly see them. After we let all the line out, we pass some more line on it and let it go on out a little bit further, and sometimes we just tie it to a tree, and it would actually stay up in the air all night long. So this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to just really take advantage of this day, and then we're going to find ourselves worthy of this day as well. We had two baptisms at the Central Church of Christ this past Lord's Day. Praise the Lord for that. Added two young adults to the body of Christ. And the enthusiasm and the excitement was very high. And so we welcomed that family into the family of God. And then this is one thing that you all recognize and that you ought to know. And most people have sort of missed this part of the church. We had two baptisms at Central on Sunday, and these people live in Clarkston, which is about 25, 30 miles away, something like that, and they actually don't have a vehicle and all that kind of carrying on, but there are a lot of churches of Christ in the area where they live. So when one obeys the gospel at Central, it's really not necessary that they attend Central Church of Christ. They can attend Boulder Crest, or they could attend some other congregation of the Churches of Christ in the area. And I know over the years, some people have thought that these people were unfaithful because they didn't come back to your congregation. Or maybe just say, for instance, they down here from Florida or from California or maybe from Detroit or wherever they might be visiting from, and they visiting relatives and everything. Sometimes they're members of the church, sometimes they're not. And they're in this area, and they decide to obey the gospel, and they go back home, and they attend the church where Patrick is, or attend the church where or some of our other speakers are. And that's perfect. That's okay. Don't freak out about that. Change your mindset about that. It's because you baptize them, and you put them in Christ, and now they're in Christ wherever Christ is in. And we're not tripping if they don't happen to come back to Central because they live so far and they don't have a vehicle and things. That's all we rejoicing is. We're just rejoicing that they are now members of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. And, of course, we'll keep in contact with them by some letters, and I know exactly where they live. And so, and one of our faithful members who attend in a regular way live right next door to them. So, and he has been working on them for a pretty good while. So I just wanted to say that they're members of the Church of Christ wherever they go. And next two or three Sundays, if we just happen not to see them, somebody said, well, I didn't think they was going to last. I just knew somewhere. No, they're going to church closer to the house. They're still members of the body of Christ. So we had two baptisms. And on May the 20th, we're getting ready to have a community canvassing of the church to let the community know that we are there and that we know that they are there, and then let them know what Central is about. So we're going to meet at the church at 11 o'clock on May the 20th to do a canvassing of the areas and pass out the flowers. We won't be doing any door knocking. Now, that's a good method. That's an old method. But we're just in the 20th. In 2023, we do not do much door knocking, where we just go up on people's property and knock on doors. That's especially in Atlanta, Georgia, that's proven out to not be too productive. But we can leave flowers on the outside mailboxes and things like that. Now, if we happen to stumble up on one who's out in the yard or something like that, we'll do some talking to them, but not just 11 o'clock in the morning just knocking on some people's doors. And then also on May the 21st, we're going to have a biker blessing. I ride a motorcycle, a 1700 Kawasaki, and I also belong to a group called the Southside Saints. And then I belong to another group called a Mukau Bikers. If you don't know it, Chick-fil-A's got a biker club. not directly with Chick-fil-A, but people who work at Chick-fil-A got a motorcycle. So, and so I'm part of that. I'm a chaplain for that. And pull it up sometime. Google it. Moo Cow Bikers. But anyway, on the 21st, we're going to have a biker, mm-hmm. Come to our worship at 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, we go out into the driveway, partway, and all the bikes that's out there. Now, I've been to some where they've had a couple thousand bikes. Ours would be sort of short because we've had it at another church, and we had about 20, 25, 30, and that's pretty good for us. But in some situations, I mean, they have had some overwhelming because bikers do go to church. Most of you don't think they are. We think they're the ones who run up and down the road and pass us and almost make us wreck and everything. But all motorcycle groups are not like that. Notice this, that we have in our area, we have what we call rare breed motorcycle club. But I belong to a motorcycle ministry. There's a difference in a biker club and a biker ministry. And most of all the people that we deal with go to church somewhere. And so we're going to have a bike blessing on the 21st at our congregation. And so we're really looking forward to that. And then in June, at some point in time, Sister Bradshaw is going to have a hiker where you walk and you climb some mountains and things. That's all. She's going to have a hiker moment, I guess that's what that is, after church. All those who like to go to the park or and do some walking, do some hiking and things of that sort, that's what she's going to do in June. And then, of course, we have, just matter of fact, this coming Saturday, Sister Bradshaw will be speaking at a congregation. And, of course, we invite all the ladies to do that, to go to that function. So she's going to be the main speaker. Matter of fact, for I know she's going to be the only speaker at the Douglasville Church of Christ, in Douglasville, where my son is a deacon and also he's does several things out there. But so we're really looking forward to May. May is going to be a pretty busy, busy month. Another thing that I did is I checked with the Chamber of Commerce to see what the population of our little area are. Now, we know we got over 6 million people in Atlanta, Georgia, but we have over 65 counties around us, more than 65 counties around us that's not even in downtown Atlanta. So when most people say, I wouldn't move to Atlanta, Atlanta ain't all of Georgia. Let me just throw that out there if you don't know it. Atlanta, Georgia, downtown, 75, 85, 20, all that ain't all of Georgia. And so in Smyrna, I checked with the Chamber of Commerce, and we got 56,685 population in that area. And then it gave me some other facts. Then I looked at the ratio between the races, and, you know, that's important, too. With the whites, it's 46.8%, which is 26,360. And then they said black or African American is 33.18%, which is 18,695. And then, of course, you're going down with your Asian and others and things like that. So we got it all mapped out, and we hope that it turns out just fine in that particular area. And what's going to drive us, not in a car, but I mean what our motivation is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. These two passages is what's motivating us to go forward with this door knocking thing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man must give account, must receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done. Wherefore, he said, whether it be good or whether it be evil, knowing, here's what drives us, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and we trust that you're also manifesting your conscience. Now, that's one passage that's driving us, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. That's what going to make us knock doors. Or we use that word door, knock doors, even though we won't knock a door. And then the second passage that drives us is 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 8, actually 8 to 13. But the verse is verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which that the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, here's what's driving us. What manner of person ought we to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for that day and hastening for the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. So knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men and but the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, but not willing that any should perish. These two particular passages is what's driving us to knock these doors and to invite people to come to Central Church of Christ, that they might receive the word and then that they might receive salvation. And so we encourage each one of you to do the same thing, because it's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus said the Lord, I am glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior friend, and I know that thou art with me and will be with me to the end. Father, thank you for this day. Bless us as we go through this day. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he is coming again. And have a super-duper week.